Vampire Theater. Red letters ran down the front of his midnight t-shirt. A-B-A-B-O, Universal Recipient. Drama, she thought, then modified her judgment. Melodrama. Noise, movement, balls clinked, smoke clouded the air. He was already unscrewing his cue, returning the two halves to the case, pocketing the money, walking past her. Nightshade, she called sharply. He stopped, but did not turn. She watched his broad shoulders tense as she said, Alaron sent me. Now he turned, a hungry animal focusing on prey. My name's Cheryl. We need to talk. He held the storage room door open and followed her in. Tense energy rushed through the darkness. She backed away, trying to avoid what she now realized was unavoidable. His incision was quick, precise, almost surgical, in no way dramatic. Obviously, he wasn't the type to waste time when he was hungry, even if he had plenty of time to waste. She struggled to shove him away, but he was stronger. He could leave her near death. Stop, she whimpered, the weak rind of a fruit after the pulpy juice has been sucked out. The door opened, light pierced her brain. She was losing him. Wait, please, she gasped. Were you a masochist before you died? He slammed the door closed. I need help. Call a doctor. Alaron said I could trust you. Alaron lied. His voice was a snarl. What did you expect? I'd greet one of his cast-offs with open arms. Welcome to my nightmare, sweet virgin of the dusk. Alaron said you can be cruel. His laugh cut through her like a claw ripping its way down her backbone. He should know. How long? How long what? What do you think I'm asking? How long have you been coming to pool halls? I've been like this a week, maybe 10 days. Incisors prominently bared, he looked fierce. I hope Alaron rots in hell.